If you have been listening in past weeks, you know that we're going through the Gospel according to John, just choosing out some text from each chapter and bringing you a message based on that text. Now today we come to John chapter 4, and I want to read to you verse 10. Jesus answered and said unto her, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." Now you will recall that in the past weeks we have been pointing out that in each chapter there is some particular difficulty, a problem, if you like. In chapter 1 there was the world's problem, the problem of sin. And what is the world's problem is your problem and my problem. The Lord Jesus Christ was the answer to that problem. In chapter 2 we had a domestic problem, and the answer there was, "Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it." In chapter 3 there was a man, a leader, a ruler amongst the Jews. His name was Nicodemus, and he had a religious problem, and the Lord told him that he must be born again. Now here in chapter 4 we are introduced to a woman who is called a woman of Samaria. And this Samaritan woman not only has one problem, but she appears to have a whole package of problems. But her most outstanding problem is a moral problem. She was a woman who was a member of a despised race, because normally the Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans. Not only so, but it would appear that this woman was despised by her own people because of the manner of life she had been living. She has a problem, all right, but the Lord Jesus Christ is able to meet her problem. In reading down through this chapter, we are impressed with the fact that, number one, there was a route that was planned. The Lord Jesus Christ, in going from Judea up to Galilee, must needs go through Samaria. Now, this was not the usual road that these Jews took. Rather than come into contact with the despised Samaritans, they would go eastwards and cross over the river Jordan and go up the east bank into Galilee. But the Lord Jesus Christ went through this particular way that he must needs pass through Samaria. And as he's going through Samaria, he stopped at the place where Jacob's well was located, near the village of Sychar. Now, it was while he was there that he reached this dear woman. Not only her, but he reached others. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ was no respecter of persons. He could reach the high, he could reach the low. In chapter 3, he reaches a man who is an ultra-religious man amongst the Jews. Now, in chapter 4, he reaches a poor, despised Samaritan woman. Now, as he comes to the well, we are faced with what we call a request that was puzzling. Here is the Lord, the giver of every good and every perfect gift, and yet in his approach, he graciously approaches this woman, and he says to her, "Give me to drink." Now, can you imagine? He who was the eternal Son of the eternal God, the giver of every good and every perfect gift, coming to this poor, despised woman and saying, "Give me to drink." This was his point of contact. You know, this woman was simply carrying out an everyday chore. She would go each day to the well to get water. Some people imagine that in order to have contact with the Lord, they've got to do something spectacular, that they've got to go to some particular place, or make a demonstration in public, or do something that everyone will see. Now, may I remind you that this woman was simply occupying herself with the everyday things of life when she was brought face to face with the Lord Jesus Christ and face to face with his challenge. It was then he said to her, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." Now that raised in that woman's heart a desire for the thing he was talking about. But first of all, he's got to reveal to the woman her great need. You know, he revealed her shameful life. For he said to her, "Go call thy husband." She said, "I haven't got one." He said, "That's true. You have had five, and the one you now have is not your husband." You see, he revealed her past. He revealed her shameful life. And sometimes we don't like this. And then he revealed her spurious religion. She said, "Our fathers worshipped in this mountain. You say Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." But then, as he continued to reveal to her her shameful life, and to reveal to her her spurious religion, she began to realize that there was something about this man that was different. First of all, when she saw him, she considered him just to be a Jew. For she said, "How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria?" But then later on, the woman said to him, "Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water?" She addressed him now as a gentleman. She said, "Sir." She must have been impressed with his manner to address him in such a way. But as she listened to what he had to say, she said something more. She says, "I perceive that thou art a prophet." But she said that we know that when the Messiah cometh, he will tell us all things. Now, she said, "First, I perceive that thou art a prophet." To begin with, he was only a Jew. And then she addressed him as a gentleman. Now, as she listened to his message, she perceives that he is a prophet, able to reveal these things. But finally, she was fully persuaded and declared that she considered him to be the Christ. For when she left her water pot and ran into the city, she said, "Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ?" Oh, think of that confession of that dear woman, having come face to face with Christ. Now she's fully persuaded. She makes a confession which is both fearless and frank. She just told what she knew. She gave an invitation to the people. She says, "Come see a man." She gave them some information about the man. She said, "Who told me all things that ever I did." Then she finishes with an interrogation. She says, "Is not this the Christ?" Here was the answer to her problem. She had come face to face with Christ and acknowledged him to be the Messiah. What about you, my friend? Is he your Savior? Is he your Christ? Have you acknowledged him as your Lord? You've been listening to the Bible Fellowship Program.